Me and Sammy, I guess.
Ah.
Right.
The road must be bigger.
It's two lanes. That probably helps him.
Within that temple, there will be the tree of planetary system. Electric bulbs, and they will move around. And upon that, the sun will run. That requires electrical mechanism.
Yeah.
All sides, other different planets, and Vaikuntha Loka. There will accelerator to go.
I think in some of the Western countries, they have these elevators with glass windows all around so that one can, even though he's going up, he still sees all around. It would be very fascinating for these people.
What do you speak of escalators?
And that light system?
Yeah, people will pay just to get on that escalator every day.
In Los Angeles, they have installed a speed wall at the airport. Escalator that you can walk on.
So you are not going to Calcutta? Calcutta?
I was going to go in a day or two.
So there is no news?
Yeah.
Of course, if there is divorce.
I was thinking perhaps this year to begin with one card.
Yes. Last year, Philadelphia, there was one card. Crowd was
there.
If there's no Jagannath deities, we can use...
No, Jagannath.
Has to be Jagannath.
Don't try to manufacture ideas.
Most of our temples, we have no Jagannath deities.
Anyway, it will be arranged.
You can get some Jagannath deities here in India, big ones.
Yeah, that's not very difficult.
Men come to see pandas?
Yes.
Naturally.
Everyone who came saw the company.
There's a big crowd going in constantly, a river of people.
It's impossible to walk.
Next year, the Chinese man must come.
Chinese boxes.
Chinese and Russian.
Yeah. Russian cannot distinguish, but Chinese can be distinguished from the face.
Just like the Manipur people come sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. See the same stock.
Yeah.
Manipur, Chinese, Mongolian stock. Many Chinese for culture. I know.
Prabhupada, if they invite you to China, you'll go?
Oh, yes. I can go immediately. I love this one.
Hey. See, everyone was chanting Hare Krishna and singing
Hare Krishna. Also.
Yeah, the crowd here, there was practically, I didn't see any incidents of anybody doing anything wrong or trying to cause trouble.
Oh. Yeah.
Jaya Pataka Maharaj just said he was measuring the people as they came in. In 1 minute, an average of 150 people came.
That was the lull time, and peak time was 400 per minute.
How many visitors? According to your calculation.
So that's about between 9,000 to 25,000 an hour.
They average 15 or 20,000
per hour. Then they're all day they're coming.
So yes, well over last.
2 lakhs.
2 lakhs.
Last night was big.
And the police office has said that from all different parts of Denmark they're coming to see your temple.
Never before, sir?
No.
We realized last night our temple is too small.
Yeah.
And the road, we could not even walk down. It took me 15 minutes to get to the gate.
I therefore planned four buildings like that. You know.
Yes.
That was my plan. Four buildings like that besides temple and my house. That was the original plan.
There was one Krishna Kripa Brahmachari. You met him a few years ago, told him to come here. And he saw the prasadam room. He said he has never seen such a well-organized prasadam room, prasadam distribution. Everyone was very well-disciplined and whatnot. He was very impressed. He'll be coming today at 5 p.m. He was a physics professor at some college in Calcutta.
All this credit goes to Jai Pataka Maharaj.
Jai.
Yes. He's struggling from the very beginning. Others, who were in the beginning, they have all gone.
He was the first.
Only your mercy, sir.
Supply nice food for Adam.
This new building is equal to a three buildings.
Hmm?
A new building is equal to three of these buildings.
Why? It is not so broad.
But it's six
long.
Times as long.
But there's still
five
space.
Times as long.
Eh? There's still space around to build
five times?
Six
five,
times as long.
Six times longer. And it's
At least two buildings.
This building, including the
but
ground.
But it is not going to be four-story.
It's three.
No, five times as long and two-story, that means 10 sides. And on this, we've got 8 sides.
And this building actually only has 3 floors.
Yeah.
Not 4 floors.
So in that way, it's...
That one half of its kitchen. This has 3.
That floor, ground floor.
That also has 3 if you count the ground floor.
Yes.
So that's 3 plus 6 times longer.
That's decoration. Green leaf and yellow flower. By chance? Rascal. By chance. It is coming by chance. Let's see. Show me anything within your experience which has come by chance. Anything. Whatever you like, show me some example. Which has come by chance.
I guess, yes, I was became sick by chance.
Huh?
I became sick
no.
by chance.
Then again you are asking. You infected some disease. Then you became sick. There is no chance.
The other day, Srila Prabhupada, I went in the shower. I turned on the shower and the thing broke and hit me on the head. It was chance.
Yeah, because you are asking, therefore you hate
But it was chance.
It was not chance. You are a rascal and you are not. That is not chance. Cause is your rascality. You cannot find out anything by chance. Mother Dusha Maharaj, you can find out anything by chance. Simply rascal. Chance you.
What about gambling, Prabhupada? Somebody wins, somebody loses. That's by chance.
Well, that is not chance.
They would say everything is by chance. You say green. You say yellow flower with green leaf. So, but through evolution, there has been so many other combinations.
Then
now we're just...
The cause. Huh? Then evolution is the cause. How you can say chance?
No, it's just many, many different combinations. Now you are seeing the yellow and green, so
right.
You are appreciating.
There is a process in the evolution, therefore you find it. You cannot say it's chance.
Well, the evolution happens by chance.
No.
Just like you said, all the trees are growing up, not one going this way. Not by chance. One
yes. Nothing by chance.
Like, if you throw dice, they may come up in one...
Then dice become cause? Chance?
Well, what causes it to be 7 or 11 or another number?
Chance.
No chance. You will not go. That's
So because I don't know this thing.
That's right. Because I don't know.
Ignorance.
Yes. They want to cover their ignorance by this theory, chance. They want to become very intelligent by chance. That is not fair. For intelligence, you have to learn from a superior person. It cannot be done by chance. Who has become learned scholar by chance?
That is Sudra philosophy, this chance. Yes.
Everyone has to work very hard, pass examination, and then he becomes an educated man. Where is by chance one has become learned?
What about two people born in the same circumstance, each has equal education and equal background, but one becomes rich and one remains poor? That's chance.
That is the fate. Fate is the cause, destiny. Otherwise, so many people are working hard. Why not everyone is becoming rich by chance? Kalena sarvatra gabhiram. This is the instruction of the Bhagavatam. Tallabhati dukkha badannata sukham. There are two things, happiness and distress. But they're being controlled by the time. You have infected some disease, in time it will come out, manifested. And the doctor says, oh, you infected the disease, take this in there. The time factor is, you have to wait to see the result. It is not chance. As soon as you do something, immediately the reaction begins. But you do not see the result immediately, but wait and you'll find it.
We say that everything has a cause.
Yes.
But then we have causeless mercy. So would that be chance?
Huh?
We have also causeless mercy, meeting the pure devotee. Yes. Is that a chance?
No, we don't accept that chance. The causeless is the mercy. Causeless mercy is the cause.
Yeah. The mercy is
the cause. The mercy may be causeless, but the mercy is the cause.
But the which is the cause?
The mercy is the cause.
You know it's cause. That's a cause.
You did nothing to deserve it, but it's caused your good fortune.
John.
Just listen. That poet from Ireland asked you, Srila Prabhupada, when you were in Rome, he said, I want to know who told God all that he knows, because
how did that?
He asked, who has informed God of all knowledge? Everyone has to learn from someone. So he said, who informed God?
Prabhupada said, first you have to know what God means.
Yes, that is Swaraj.
I think that poet was from me.
Yes.
Yes.
He admitted that he was confused.
This philosophy pervades all of modern science. This chance theory.
Yes.
They say that by chance, after some time,
because they have finished that science. They have researched and done so many years now, their scientific knowledge is liquidated. Now they are giving this chance theory. Because they cannot explain. There, Vidya Buddhi is finished. That is the problem now. For the scientists, it is a problem now. So far their limited knowledge is concerned, they have done everything, discovered everything. Right. Now there is no scope of working and discovering. That is the position of the scientist.
So they should come to you.
Well, that is another thing. But this is their actual position. Now that position is how to bluff and get money. Because stock is finished. Bluffing stock is now finished. Now they have to give theories like this chance and make big, big words, jugglery.
Why don't they make research into consciousness?
What they will finish? Whatever their limited knowledge they possess, that is finished now. They have no scope.
They should look to the field of consciousness.
They are doing it now, but they are studying the brain. They think the brain is the source of consciousness. So they study people.
What from the brain came? What will answer?
Well, it is evolved.
Again, by chance. The brain became by chance. That means failure of the stock.
I heard one professor in Berkeley.
You prepare brain or keep something, then by chance there will be a brain.
Think a monkey's brain in my chair.
In the Srimad Bhagavatam, in one of your purports, you mentioned that great scientists like Einstein, Newton, and Chandra Bose have such great brains, but who has created their brains?
Yes.
This is a very clever argument of your divine grace.
Yeah.
That they will not...
We are appreciating the brain of big, big scientists, but who has created that brain? No appreciation. They see how fool you are. You cannot create that brain. You create another contemporary brain like the big, big man. Even that big man cannot. The big man before dying, he should have considered, now I'll die now, let me create another brain like me, and that will work. That becomes...
What is it, champ?
There must be third man, third brain who has created. You cannot do it.
There is actual proof, Prabhupada, that when these scientists and great so-called poets, when they die refusing to admit the authority of God, they die a very terrible death. Just like in France, there used to be a great philosopher named Voltaire, and at the end of his life, because his whole writings and existence, he tried to disprove the existence of God. He went insane, and he was eating his own stool and urine. And a priest came to him and said, why don't you accept the existence of God? You have become such great poets. He says, I will never accept the existence of God. But he became to the point where he was eating his own stool in urine. Yes. This has been recorded.
This is the punishment. Punishment there is, all of them, but they are so stubborn fool still.
Prabhupada, the one great brain researcher, he spent 19 years searching for the memory in the brain.
There is a story that two friends talking on the point that how this was cut, separate. Say one friend said it is by knife, and the other friend said, no, it was by scissor. So they went, one said, no, it is knife. He said, no, it is scissor. So the knife man was very strong, so he took him to the water. That you say it is knife, other I shall drown it. So he said, I'll never say. Then he said, when he was drowned, he was being like this. See there, see there. When he was actually drowned, and he had no other means to say, then he was like this. It is Caesar, it is Caesar.
What was cut that they were on?
This is their argument. However punished they may be, they'll do this.
You are too impatient.
Huh?
They will say that you are too impatient. No. We see that in all science there's been a natural progression. Now they have, in a test tube, they have made some tissues, and the tissues are sustaining themselves and are living. So in due course, they'll be able to create some functioning brain.
Then what is the use of your creation? It is already created. Why you are rascal? Working?
We can create a better brain.
No.
By our scientific endeavor.
Lesser. How we can expose
data check again?
But you must give us some time because we are working hard in the laboratories.
I shall give you a kick.
You're
no
old.
Time. I shall give you a kick.
That's not very scientific.
No, I know. It is scientific. You are stubborn. See, Caesar philosophy.
Most brain researchers admit they could never create a brain.
Huh?
Most brain scientists will admit they could never make a brain. Too difficult.
Scissor philosophy.
Something else.
Let's see. At last they will accept. Yes, I was foolish.
Then I get a prize.
So if I say from the beginning that you are foolish, I'm helping him.
Yes.
Because he has to admit at the end that he's a foolish.
He was one of the biggest brain researchers. He had to admit there was a mind. There was something else other than the brain.
When I was in America, I got one report. One person was telling me they had read of this person. It shows the limit, how unlimited someone can eat anything. This one man, he has been for 20 years eating an automobile. He takes different parts of the automobile, grinding it down, and daily he eats different parts of it.
I see, madman. There is iron, yes. Metal, purity.
He's eating it by grinding it very finely into powder. His program is to consume one entire automobile. Tires, windshield, everything.
This way he'll become famous.
And how he lives?
Apparently, he takes a little enough quantity that it doesn't disturb, and it's ground down very finely into powder.
He eats other stuff too.
Yeah, he eats other things also.
Meat. Also, one lady, she was daily eating,
not just eating
one glass of dirt. Who? Soil. One lady was eating soil. Mm. One glass. Saying it was good for health.
I think the goat, the animal, the goat, they can. They can eat metal.
Yeah. Srila Prabhupada, you once explained how the cow eats grass and it produces such a rich vitamin food like milk.
Yes.
So you asked me the question, is there vitamins in the grass? And obviously there's not such vitamins in grass that is produced in milk. So the vitamins are coming from Krishna, yes?
Yes, because if you eat grass, considering that there is vitamin, there is indeed, then you die.
Of course, Kartikeya and Mahadevia.
Huh?
Mr. Mahadevia, he might
dunk it on this point.
Wheat grass.
But cows aren't all eating wheat grass.
Cows are eating grass, dry grass, and giving a nice wet milk. Mm-hmm. Now, if you eat it, there is vitamin. Let me eat, and you die. So who made this animal?
They may argue, though, that even women give milk after this baby, and they eat all sorts of things.
They eat grass?
Or they eat meat, they eat fish, and they're making milk also.
Milk is there, but it is not that it is due to eating such and such.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that doesn't prove
anything.
A woman doesn't drink cow's milk.
Now they will say that if the cow is fed, is good, given good feed, then the milk is better. If the cow is given good feed, then the milk is much better.
That I admit. But one thing is, you practically say the cow is eating dry grass and giving you full of vitamin milk. So that does not mean that dry grass is the cause of vitamin.
Oh.
Otherwise, you could eat also the dry grass instead of purchasing vitamin pills. Your country is very much fond of vitamin pills. You eat grass. Why are you after vitamin pills? Hmm? soda pop. You can take vitamin pills with glass.
Shudapapa, we saw a science film in Stanford, and one process of protein synthesis they called the magic factor.
Again,
they didn't
call chance. Magic is also chance.
So that must have been the Krishna factor.
Everything else but Krishna. Magic, you maybe perhaps.
You see the tree, coconut tree, the hard nut, and the water. Now, according to scientific idea, there must be pipe, there must be pumping, and there must be water, then you can raise the water. Where is such things? How the water is coming?
To the tree?
Yes, from the top, so high. There is no pipe, there is no pump, nothing. You do it. Instead of calling a plumber, you do something that the water will come in this tank.
Well, they will say that the roots of the trees bring the water up.
That is nonsense. You make such root and bring water here. Then your scientific knowledge will be true. But you cannot do it. Can you do it? We are spending so much money for bringing water. Bring the root and bring water.
We have done better. We can do it faster. Within a few minutes, we can bring
but
so much water here.
You must start. You'll never be able to do it if I don't pay you.
Well, we have money, so we have
no,
become
have
more involved.
Money. You have not money. That's why you're working on my order. You have no money. You have no money.
I know.
Srila Prabhupada, there is one story in the magazine, National Geographic, of a valuable diamond, the Hope Diamond, most valuable in the world, was stolen from a deity of Sita Devi. So every single person that has ever gotten the diamond has been killed.
Sita Devi?
Yes, a deity of Sita Devi. They stole the diamond from
where?
This deity. Many years ago.
This diamond is in the Washington,
yes,
Washington D.C.
Anyone that ever stole it will be killed. Everyone is very much afraid now. They can't understand why everyone is dying that has taken the diamond.
Stole it
from India?
Yes.
Ravenous, who stole it?
The largest diamond in the world.
Yeah. Yeah, the British are they stole so many diamonds from
here.
Yeah.
The whole British Museum is doing
it. The whole British Museum means stolen properties from many countries.
Yeah.
Especially in India.
Prabhupada, I've heard that previously in India some pundit says that when they used to put the jewels on the deities, they used to put some mantras that when they install the deity, that whoever takes this mantra will never be able to have peace or who will die. Some curse mantras, whoever steals the jewels.
Yeah, that is possible.
Even just recently, they were laughing at this curse, and they took the jewel from Sita Devi in their car to go to the museum, and their car crashed on the way.
Did they die?
No, they didn't die. The same as severe crash.
Don't you think the whole British nation is now ruined?
Yes.
Do you want more? But he has not suffered. He has simply died. This is the argument. Whereas he has suffered. But no, there is no suffering. He has simply died. What is the more suffering than death?
When somebody is dying and his external consciousness is completely absorbed in all kinds of terrible bodily symptoms, how is it that a devotee remembers Krishna? What is actually happening that he's able to remember Krishna?
The devotee generally remembers Krishna. But even if he cannot, Krishna will help him. That is guaranteed. Because he is devotee, for material condition he could not remember. But Krishna remembers. That he has done so much for me.
Otherwise,
Otherwise, it's just mechanical.
Yes, mechanical.
That is stated in the Bhagavad. You are giving the condition. Then when Arjuna was a little disturbed, he said immediately, "Arjuna, you have no fear." Did you not read this portion?
Then that verse, yam yam vapi smaram bhavam, is...
Yes, that is general. But a devotee, because Krishna has taken charge of him, even he does not remember Krishna, still Krishna is there.
I carry what you lack, and Krishna said, "I am
cause
of remembrance and
forgetfulness." Yes. Generally, devotee dies remembering Krishna. Generally. But even if for material condition he cannot, then Krishna is taking charge.
What was arrangement with Bharat Maharaj?
There is no question of hopelessness, no. We have to do our duty very serious. Then everything is over.
So with Bharat Maharaj, that was special arrangement?
No. It was punishment. He became so much attached with the animal that he forgot his duty in devotional service. That is stated. Forgot. He neglected. Therefore, he was punished, but he remembered that I did it.
Yes.
Special mercy.
You cannot neglect your duty. Then Krishna is already. In any way, a soldier is dying in duty immediately. The government takes charge of the whole family. So that is, why not Krishna? Krishna Vishasa Pala, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said. You know this song? Avasya Rakhive Krishna Vishasa Pala.
One maintains his faith, then Krishna...
Yes, one should maintain his faith, that Krishna will give me protection. My duty is to serve.
When it says in the Shastra that 100 generations past and future of the devotee, they're liberated, what kind of liberation do they get? What kind of liberation does the family get of a pure devotee?
One who becomes a devotee, the statement is that 14 generations of his family, past, present, and future, become liberated. So what kind of liberation does the family members of a pure Vaishnava get?
Liberation means, that is explained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to become devotee. That is liberation. To become a devotee is itself liberation. Is there any such arrangement or not? They are coming.
You mentioned those pots of halava. The pots of halava. I inquired about it, and they said that semolina is very difficult to get now, that the government has only allowed it some 80 pounds of semolina to be purchased.
It doesn't matter, but giving prasad, other prasad. Powder, dal
also. Powder, dal. They could use whole wheat flour?
Whole wheat flour they could use, eh? Oh, yeah. Right. What is it? What is it called? South Indian. How many seats are there?
There are about four devotees from Patna.
Four devotees went from Hyderabad, going through Orissa, and coming to Mayapur for the festival.
Very good.
During about 5-6 months, they have traveled all over.
Many people assembled on the way?
Yes, because they were stopping in every village and distributing literature, giving away prasadam.
Rigs.
Tokyo, Japan, and Philadelphia.
That's Philadelphia.
That was when you were there, Srila Prabhupada.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
I think that's
Krishna.
Our mission is to bring Mayapur everywhere.
Right.
This is the greatest peace movement. Bring peace to the suffering humanity.
The devotee thinks that he likes it. For example, Vrindavan more than he likes Mayapur. Is that a wrong thinking, or is that...
There is no difference. Gaura mandala bhumi jiva jane bhajavu.
It's like some devotees, they worship Ram, some worship Krishna. Is it like that?
No, there is no difference. They are not so poor. Yeah.